Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You are tuned in to the radio show that Congressman Ron Paul, a presidential candidate, has said is the most effective in the nation, that he has gotten the biggest response from of any media appearance he's done. In fact, he said the majority of people that come out to his events around the country, the majority supporting his campaign come from this show. Now, I've been told that privately off air as of a few months ago, but I'm not bragging here. I'm letting you know that we're having an effect. People are listening. Remember Greg Palast from the BBC? Four years ago, when we broke the IMF World Bank documents, he said he got a bigger response from this show than the BBC report he did got, and the transcript of that interview was published in over 500 newspapers. And that all happened because a listener transcribed the interview. That happened because of you. And all over the world, people woke up to the IMF and World Bank paradigm. They already knew the bankers were running scams on them and paying their politicians to blow out the debts. But it really crystallized. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have confirmed that one interview did send shockwaves across the planet. Now, you never know when you're going to hit the zeitgeist. We can put out a story here that I think is really important, that I think should be earth-shattering, gets, you know, a few hundred thousand readers, but that's it, really doesn't have much of an effect. Or we can put out something that I don't think is that important, and it goes supernova and gets a lot of attention. Or I can do a report a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and suddenly it gets a life of its own later. I have to tell you, it's a great weight on me to realize that we have this much responsibility and this many listeners that are having this big of an effect. And I am blessed, I am humbled to be in this position, I am honored, and frankly, I know I don't do the best job. Frankly, I know that I don't have all the answers. Frankly, I know that I've got plenty of personality traits that aren't the best. But you know what? I'm trying to do my best, and I try to research my facts, and I put one foot in front of the other. And my heart's in the right place, and I've asked God for guidance, and so that's why we're the most effective here. And so I do want to just thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, shortwave affiliates, internet affiliates. I want to thank everyone that supports us and has promoted Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and all of you that have supported us and made this broadcast and the websites and what we do, the team here at the office, that have made what we do here possible. And that's why I've committed myself to work very long hours and to be dedicated in this fight, because I know how important we are in the fight against the New World Order. And that's why we're attempting to focus and streamline and be even more professional and more focused and more dedicated and more fearless in the fight against the globalist. So we're all on the same team together. We're all in this fight together against the New World Order, and I am honored to be your radio talk show host. I'm honored to be a writer for my websites. I'm just honored to be in the position that I am in. We have two guests scheduled, as they say, today coming up. That Professor Walter F. Murphy, who was put on a no-fly list for giving a speech criticizing Bush, the expert on constitutional law, who pretty much is a middle-of-the-roader, he's conservative on many issues like pro-life, just gave a speech saying we're turning into a police state. The government said, it was televised, the government said, you know what? You bet it's a police state. It's an attempt to intimidate everybody to shut up. And we've also got Commander Ted Muga, former U.S. Naval aviator, retired Pan Am commercial airline pilot, a member of Scholar for 9/11 Truth and Justice, joining us to talk about 9/11 being an inside job. We'll go right into the news on the other side and take your call. Stay with us.
It's year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Some calls in this hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Just finishing up what I was saying in the last segment about Ron Paul coming on air yesterday. What were his exact words? The majority of the people that have supported them, the majority that have come up to him at events, on the streets, supporting his campaign, are this show. This radio broadcast, this news transmission, this call to arms in the information war. And I'm here to tell you that the lion's share of that credit does not go to myself. It does not go to this office. It goes, when we're talking about this earthly plane, obviously all of the credit goes to God. But on this planet, it goes to you, the listeners of this radio show, just an example of the effect you're having when you go to the message boards, when you go to MySpace, when you email your email list, when you put an Infowars.com bumper sticker on a road sign, when you have a meeting at your school, when you start your own organization, your school or college. The credit goes to you, ladies and gentlemen, for having that effect as we continue to move forward against the New World Order. So know that your actions are bearing fruit. And if other patriots and other patriot radio shows and other movements and would learn how to focus on the information and on exposing the globalist and giving people wide spectrum analysis of what's happening on the planet and kept their eye on the prize, they would be just as effective. But unfortunately, many people who are involved in the fight against the New World Order are doing it for ego, or they are unable to stay focused, or they start perseverating and obsessing on one racial group or one religious group, instead of just pointing out the structure itself and encouraging people to realize the power they innately have in themselves to take action. Now, we do have Commander Ted Muga, former U.S. Naval Aviator, retired Pan Am commercial airline pilot, a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice and Pilots for 9/11 Truth, to discuss the events of September 11th from the perspective of an experienced pilot. Then we're scheduled, coming up in the third hour, to talk to the professor of jurisprudence emeritus at Princeton University, Walter F. Murphy, about having his name added to the federal no-fly list after giving a televised speech that slammed President Bush's executive overreach. So that is coming up later. Right now, let me go ahead and get into the stack of news that I have here in front of me. Two news stories from PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net from the Watson brothers, respectively. Steve Watson, global warming bandwagon to reach fever pitch on 777. The New World Order just loves dates. Live 8-style concerts will once again see every attention-seeking celebrity come out of the woodwork to lecture on something they know little or nothing about. And he goes through the fraud of global warming being man-made and the fraud solutions that they're offering. Also, another important article from Paul Watson on PrisonPlanet.com. New victims' family support search for 9/11 truth. Parents of United Airlines 175 flight attendant Alicia Titus on quest to find out what really happened on September 11th. And they've gone public now saying they believe 9/11 is an inside job. So we have that report up. Now, let me just go through some of the news that I want to detail here now. Professor who criticized Bush added to terrorist no-fly list. I'm going to briefly go over that before he joins us later. China strikes out at U.S. launches trade cases. And, of course, that doesn't, in between our governments, that's all in the private, run-for-profit World Trade Organization. Security increases made Baghdad deadlier battleground for U.S. troops. Remember when they put the surge into 14 different substations and undefended or lightly defended substations in Baghdad? We said, well, okay, that'll massively increase troop deaths. And 1 week after, they put out fake numbers claiming that it had caused milk and honey to flow in the streets. That is not the case. It's caused major increases in our troops dying, but like Henry Kissinger says, I don't agree with him, but he says that's what dumb, stupid animals are for. The troops are dumb, stupid animals, and they're meant to die. It's so funny. Napoleon learned to pin a ribbon to your chest, and you'll die for these scumbags. Divide and rule, America's plan for Baghdad. More on the war there. And Iraqis face immense suffering. That from BBC. And we have more numbers out confirming the British Lancet study of 600,000+ dead in the first 3.5 years of liberation. We're now 4+ years into that. On the environmental front, taxing us for breathing. That's a mainstream headline. They're not just a car tax. See, it's not going to stop there. That's right. Your carbon dioxide you breathe is a pollutant. Now, that you exhale. Actually, it's mother's milk to the plants and the plankton and the earth, and it's a symbiotic relationship. And then most of the atmosphere is not oxygen or carbon dioxide, the life-giving gases. And so all the major studies show that that actually it's better for life that have more oxygen and carbon dioxide instead of nitrogen and helium and other things. Doesn't matter now because they're going to tax it. then you're going to thank them for it, or they're going to shove a machine gun down your throat. Because they're the good guys. They wear black uniforms. Just so sick. And all you yuppies love it, so go ahead and love it. We'll be going over that, going to all their hypocritical garbage. The head of Ford said Bush almost blew himself up a few days ago. We'll tell you about that out of the Detroit Free News. It's up on my website right now. But let me go ahead and detail these stories now for you. An example of how we're under world government. Every facet, our trade disputes are judged by secret tribunals. Tell a yuppie that again, they'll tell you that doesn't exist. There's nothing secret in government. Government never did anything but lay golden eggs. Never did wrong, never could do wrong. Government created God and the Big Bang. China strikes out as U.S. launches trade cases. Financial Times of London. Yesterday, China reacted harshly to a United States decision to take it to the World Trade Organization over piracy and copyright protection, saying it would seriously damage bilateral cooperation and harm business ties. The statement from China's Commerce Ministry followed the announcement by the U.S. that it was lodging two cases in the WTO on intellectual property rights protection and market access for U.S. movies, DVDs, books, and music. So again, China certainly is engaging in mass bootlegging. They certainly are blocking Hollywood Pentagon Productions from making it into the country. But does our government do what they do in the past and block their goods and make them stop that way where our country calls the shots? No, 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 no. It has to be the World Trade Organization set up in 1995, a private group with more power than our Congress over trade. There's your global government right there, run by corporations. Security increases made Baghdad deadlier battleground, New York Times. And, I mean, if you stick troops out of the green zone, the country's totally collapsed by design, but you stick them outside the green zone in lightly defended little machine gun nest, they're going to die. And they are dying. Nearly 2 months into the new security push in Baghdad, there has been some success in reducing the number of death squad victims found crumpled in the streets each day, whatever that means. And while the overall death rate for all of Iraq has not dropped significantly, largely because of devastating suicide bombings, a few parts of the capital have become calmer as some death squads have decided to lie low. But there's little sign that the Baghdad push is accomplishing its main purpose, to create an island of stability in which Sunni Arabs, Shiite Arabs, and Kurds can try to figure out how to run the country together. There has been no visible move towards compromise on the main dividing issues like regional autonomy and more power sharing between Sunnis and Shiites. Or Shiites and Sunnis. And it goes on, for American troops in Baghdad, though, has become a deadlier battleground, and then it just goes through how significantly more troops are now dying. Okay, let's just stop right there and decipher this propaganda. The official Israeli plan that was implemented in 2002 in the Pentagon plans, written in 83, said, break the country in 3 to 4 parts, create ethnic enclaves in Baghdad, and basically oversee genocide and population reduction, and make it a third world nation instead of a first world so that it couldn't be a strong leader in the Middle East. That's publicly stated now. And then to use it with permanent bases to strike out and launch attacks into the surrounding areas. But I've made the analogy of it's like they were baking a cake in Iraq, and they did bake it, but they burned it. You know, now it's unraveling so bad that the troops aren't even safe in their green zone, and their other little, again, high-tech command centers full of the topless bars and XXX movie theaters and, you know, shopping malls and fitness centers. They're still getting killed inside, so they're in danger of even being run out of those. So they try to go out and, you know, at least take small perimeter sectors around it. And then McCain can do a one-minute walk and have 15 armored vehicles and helicopters and troops all around him in body armor. And they go, look, the market's free. So they've just overdone it a little bit. We'll come back and get more into what's really happening over there. Then we'll get into the fake environmental news and what's happening on that front. Taxing you to breathe. And we'll tell you about Bush almost blowing himself up.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. It'd hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy.
Let's continue with the war news.
Put a gun in my
This is all mainstream, okay? It's many times worse than this. I talk to the troops. I don't just believe foreign newspapers when I read it. You get different angles from the British, the French, the Iraqis, the Iranians, the Israelis, the Saudis. I mean, I read South Korean newspapers, Japanese newspapers to get a picture of the war. And let me tell you, it's not pretty. There's really closer to a million people dead in the last 4 years and a month of liberation. We know that over 2.5 million Iraqis disappeared during the sanctions, which were siege against that nation. And I actually took time out to study what those sanctions really were. They had lots of 60 Minutes pieces showing warehouses full of dentist chairs, going, look, Saddam won't even let them have the dentist chairs. Why do you think Saddam let the cameras in there? He was naive. They wouldn't let him have the tubing or the electrical wire systems or the pumps because it could be used, they claimed, in military applications. So the CR News would say, look, they've got all these warehouses full of things. But and Saddam uses all the money for himself. For every real biographer, even those that hated Saddam, and I'm not saying he was a good guy, CIA officer, agent of this government who they set up, certainly cold-blooded killer, hired at 18 years of age. But he certainly did, of all those regimes, he kept the smallest amount for himself. He actually did engage in public works. He actually did build universities. He actually did have 60% of their graduates were women. The women didn't wear the hoods, folks, and the government wasn't about to allow that. Do you understand? They did not like him. He was the leader in the region. He had been a throwback to a more sensible U.S. policy previously. And that policy ended with the policy of balkanization and order out of chaos. All right, I'm already digressing. So more of our troops are getting killed by the surge. That was a no-brainer. You stick more of our troops in undefended areas, more are going to die. That's 2 plus 2 equals 4. More like 1 plus 1 equals 2. Divide and rule, America's plan for Baghdad. This is London Independent. Now, there was already a public plan now, and they're announcing it like they just came up with it a few months ago to break it into three parts. Oh, things are going so bad, we have a plan. Break it in three parts, and U.S. bases will run all of them. Oh, a new plan. Oh, it's so new. Divide and rule, America's plan for Baghdad revealed a new counterinsurgency strategy to carve up the city into sealed areas. You know, the Romans would do that in Jerusalem and Rome itself and Alexandria. The tactic failed in Vietnam, so what chance does it have in Iraq? Well, it's not meant to succeed. It's meant to just string you out a little more. Every year or two, there's a new, oh, we got a new strategy. And that's billions a week and no-bid contracts. Faced with an ever more ruthless insurgency in Baghdad, much of it controlled by our government, despite President George Bush's surge in troops, U.S. forces in the city are now planning a massive and highly controversial counterinsurgency operation that will seal off vast areas of the city, enclosing whole neighborhoods with barricades, allowing only Iraqis with newly issued ID cards to enter. And, of course, these tens of thousands of our troops that have been trained in this, they were already trained in Macedonia doing it, and Serbia and Afghanistan, 100 other nations. They're all going to come here and be police officers. Something like 80% of the troops that come back get into law enforcement, or at least try law enforcement. Or maybe it's 80% of the new cops are getting out of the military. I forget which one it is. It's squad leader. ID, out of the car, up against it. You ain't got the machine guns on you, and you're just like, America, 2010. Our combat forces lead battles against the insurgency. Brave men. That's so sick. And all these TV shows where it's all SWAT team this, SWAT team that. We be in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So there's that report. And when we get back, Iraqis face immense suffering. This is from the British Broadcasting Commissariat. And this is the International Committee on the Red Cross. So this is a whitewash. Then I'm going to dovetail it. I actually dug it back out. Forget the British Lancet Journal. I mean, they're nonpartisan and been proven to be accurate in the past. Let's just ignore them. How about a John Hopkins University at Baltimore study that shows the same amount, a cool close to 700,000 dead? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good old Ted Nugent. You know, I'm going to call and get him back on. I know that Kyle, Jim, Linda, Robert, many others are holding the toll-free number. Always a good idea to give it out. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Okay, let me just continue going through this Iraq news. So, they plan to now seal off the city and make you show ID cards like they do in Fallujah and search you. And they said on NBC Nightly News before Brokaw retired, they had the troops on there saying, if you don't have this card, we kill you on the spot. And then the military clarified and said, yes, if you don't have a card, we shoot you in the head. Man, that is liberation. That is freedom. I mean, the Nazis would take you back to a facility and kill you, not America. We kill you on the spot, just like they had that Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Journal, remember back in 2002? And he said, yeah, it's great. I love the war in Afghanistan. We go into whole villages, kill everyone, men, women, children. And then Fox News, 2 days later, said, to clarify, the Pentagon explained that that's only in certain hostile areas do they kill everyone. I mean, ground troops up, but just, I mean, we're talking chasing three-year-olds down. Boom, 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 right in the back, baby. And don't you sit there and roll your eyes at me, you neocon followers who don't want to face that. You just type it into Google, Ithaca Journal, Gruckheimer, and you pull it up, and then you can pull up the clarification. The Pentagon put out a clarification and said, yeah, we do kill everybody, but this is why we do it. Yeah, that's always been the good. Can you imagine, folks, if a military had invaded our country and would go in and kill whole towns of people? How the screaming, the yelling, the freaking out. I mean, my gosh, the British troops, now it's come out under orders, were saying that they were stripped and her guns were cocked. I mean, can you imagine the torturing and the raping? Can you imagine if the Iranians were torturing and raping and if photos like that came out, like Abu Ghraib, but see, that's doublethink public, folks. That's a doublethink public. They're parking lot them, kill every one of them, they ain't human. Kill them before they kill us. In fact, it's a triple doublethink because what happens is when you look at this, number one, they'll say that we aren't torturing, but then they'll say, yeah, just kill them all, they're not human, once they get faced with torture. But then if they torture, or there's even a rumor of torture, it's total freakouts and, my gosh, we're high and mighty, we're the moral people, we're the good people, this is just terrible. All right, I'm already digressing and I want to go to your calls. Iraqis face immense suffering. This is out of the April 11th BBC Today on this Wednesday. The International Committee on the Red Cross says the situation for ordinary Iraqis is getting steadily worse. 4 years after the U.S.-led invasion, the ICRC says the conflict is inflicting immense suffering and calls for greater protection of civilians. An Iraqi woman quoted in the report said people wanted help to collect bodies lining streets every morning. I mean, folks, this is all by design, too. You watch, they've already got their numbers down now by 3.5 million conservatively. That's if you believe the 700,000 number. And probably more like 4 million. And 10 years from now, folks, you know, they go from 25 million to 22 million. They'll be 18 million. They'll be 15 million 30 years from now. If we're even allowed to get news from there by then, I mean, there'll be 5 million of them. They'll have robotic swords, which they're already deployed in Fallujah and other areas, stomping around, gunning down the final families. I mean, this is how it works, folks. You think I'm joking about this? 3+ million are gone. Gone, gone, gone. And that was all the sanctions, ladies and gentlemen, 99.9% of it. I mean, literally, Saddam killed hundreds a year, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing compared to what our criminal government does, but it does it through slick propaganda, so the average person doesn't even know what's going on here domestically. The torture, the murder in the prisons, the killing at the houses, the assassinations. Iraq faces immense suffering. The ICRC still has a presence in Iraq despite the bombing of its Baghdad offices 3.5 years ago. In the report called Civilians Without Protection, the ever-worsening crisis in Iraq, the Red Cross asked Iraqis what could be done to help them. The answer was a shock, says ICRC Director of Operations Pari Krerhanbulin. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. The suffering that Iraqi men, women, and children are enduring today is unbearable and unacceptable, he said. The ICRC calls on all those who can influence the situation on the ground to act now to ensure that the lives of ordinary people are spared and protected. This is an obligation under international humanitarian law for both states and non-state actors. The famously neutral International Red Cross will not blame anyone in particular for what it calls the current disastrous security situation, but the BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva reports, it makes it clear that nobody, including the Iraqi government and coalition forces, has done enough so far, our correspondent ads, and it just goes on for page after page. Go read it. And you still hear with the neocon talking points on Neil Bortz, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Wiener, Beatnik, Savage. You still hear them go, that's a complete lie. You know, 655,000 haven't died, and those that did die, it's the insurgency. When we know that there wasn't any real insurgency for the first 6 months. And then the Israeli Mossad, the U.S. government, the British, started blowing up mosques on both sides. And they've been caught continually. I mean, they'll watch U.S. troops, white guys, in front of international observers, walk right into a mosque, wire it for 6 hours, blow the thing sky high. It's publicly admitted. It doesn't matter. And then, because the Sunnis and Shiites had stopped killing each other for a month, there have only been a few bombings and just a, you know, a few dozen killed. That wasn't about to happen. And, you know, you can fool still 30-40% of the population. Arabs are just like people in the U.S. A lot of them are, you know, mainstream public, totally stupid and dumbed down. And then they really believe the Sunnis and Shiites, you know, are attacking each other. And then once you start killing each other, once they start the chain reaction, they really do kill each other. Like I said, there was an overcooking, though, and so 4 or 5 months ago they decided to cut back on the provocation of bombings. And there is evidence that there's been some cutback in the provocation because they wanted to be able to say, oh, there's an insurgency civil war, we can't leave. See, that's the excuse to stay, but then it gets so bad they may actually get kicked out. And so they kind of, you know, turned the oven heat down a little bit and, you know, kind of took the cake out of the oven. And it's the way they operate, folks. British government admits 600,000 plus Iraqi death tolls run independent, but then you read down deeper, the study concludes by researchers from Johns Hopkins University who looked at the British study in Baltimore and at the Al Mustan Syria University in Baghdad estimated that 655,000 more Iraqis had died since March 2003 than one would expect without the war. The study estimated that 601,000 of those deaths were from violence. So they found basically the exact same number. Now that's just using, that came out 6 months ago. That was just using the first 3 years. Now another year, because, you know, statistics are always behind. Now a whole other year plus, a year and 3 weeks has passed, and the estimates are coming in at over 1 million. I mean, folks, dead bodies everywhere. Oh, I tell you, that's good. Parking lot. And turn them into parking lot. Because, you know, that's about all you can say while you drink your Diet Coke and give your kids your mercury-filled shots and wonder why they have organ failure on you or go into autistic seizures and never come back. Because you don't know what the government is. That's why. Because you like being like this. You like being stupid. You like being conned. I mean, literally, could I, like, wrap myself in an American flag and come in your house and steal everything in front of you? And as long as I said, it's for America, you go, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. But they steal your life. They steal your country's name. They steal your currency. They steal your borders. They steal everything. And you fall down and go, well, I still support the troops and the operation. The operation. By the way, the operation is a stunning success. Over 3 million killed. First world nation now in below third world squalor. I mean, they're literally going into the Stone Age. Permanent military bases being built everywhere, and massive fleets staged and prepared, lined up in the pike to attack Iran. All the enemies destroyed. The U.S. hated worldwide. The borders imploding. Total amnesty about to be voted on. The enemies defeated. New World Order is defeating its enemies. It's having an incredible victory against humanity right now. And you're driving around going, I love America, when the very same people, and I do that voice because I've talked to a lot of people who support the war, and that's how they talk, folks, around here. I mean, it'll freak you out. They'll just go, I like America. I mean, you're just like, hey, man, this is a fraud. Oh, man. And of course, a lot of them aren't like that. A lot of them are in business suits and real quiet. And, well, yes, it's a good price to pay for the oil. It's part of the strategy. And the world's always been a tough place, Mr. Jones. And I know some bad things are happening, but if we weren't doing it, someone else would. That, you know, that's the other group, and their pension funds are going to be sucked out. Their dollars being plunged too. Their kids taking the very same mercury shot, drinking the same aspartame, now in over 9,000 foods. They're eating GMO foods. They're breathing all this toxic GMO pollen that's got everybody sick, got the honeybees dying. But see, they feel like they're members of the elite. Well, I've got a master's degree from Duke. I've got a master's degree from Princeton. Well, yes, there is some problems, but you've got to understand the end justifies the means. There's that type who's a coward and who can't admit that they're slaves too. Taxing us for breathing. Let me shift gears now out of the Iraq news and that wonderful little picture. This is the New York Times. Last week, the New York Times published an extraordinary editorial complaining that right now everyone is using the atmosphere like a municipal dump, depositing carbon dioxide for free. The Times editor suggested that the government start charging for the privilege by imposing a carbon tax and went on to say, on the very respiration, that's the word they use, and start taxing human respiration. Now, again, let me just give you a news flash here for the little cult member.
Oh, the Earth, that type. Oh, yes, that type. We've got to shut down these corporations.
Which are financing you. You don't know that. You find out in 5 minutes, but you refuse to. Because it's your identity at the coffee shop or at the tea shop or hanging out at the park. Going, ooh, ooh. You know. I mean, and they all have like animal calls. The good old boys go, ooh. And the liberals go, ooh. I'm not kidding, folks. They have little animal calls. In all their little cult groups, like sheep, different sheep brays. And you talk to liberals, and they'll just go, ooh. If you try to argue with them, the fake liberal, because that's their feeling good. They're actually accessing in their mind, you know, their elitism and how they know everything and just creamily getting off on the cant of it, you know, the rote rhetoric. They'll just go, because they can't debate you. They'll just go, and you'll say, listen, it's a big scam. Peak oil's a scam. There's more oil than ever. Look at all these oil deposit numbers. And look at the facts. And Dutch Royal Shell originally put out the peak oil fraud to create artificial scarcity. And carbon dioxide is what animals exhale, and then plants breathe it. And there's all these studies going back tens of thousands of years from the ice cores showing that you have more greening and more life, and that mammals would actually probably live longer and, believe it or not, be healthier in a higher oxygen environment. You know about all the oxygen therapies out there. And they'll just go, you're saying that there isn't problems with the environment. And I'm saying, no, there is horrible problems with genetic engineering. There are horrible problems with toxic waste and heavy metal dumping in the water systems. We are drinking it, the dioxins, and all the rest of it. I don't like it. I don't want to die of cancer. You know, I want to die when I'm 85, not 42, folks. I mean, yeah, there's big problems. Cancer's way up, diabetes is way up, allergies, everyone has them now, at least in this town. All the big studies show the GMO isn't just killing the bees, it's hurting us. Because it's got bacteria DNA and insect DNA and plant DNA and other animal DNA. And your body's going, what in tarnations is this? Because our bodies and our development have never run into stuff like this. I mean, the potatoes, most of the potatoes you eat have got amino acids that never existed. Okay, never. And the history of this planet. And your body doesn't know how to absorb those. They're highly toxic. There's petrochemicals in most of your refined foods. Man, I'm all into taking care of the environment. But let me tell you, the environment isn't going and using the city of Austin because the banks and the real estate council finance it and lobby to go steal people's property and build 5-star golf courses and hotels on it. I mean, believe me, I use the green belts and I like them, but don't you go steal some family's ranch and not even give them but 5 cents on the dollar what it's worth and then turn around and take the restrictions off and sit there and laugh at me and prance around talking about how you're an environmentalist. Yes, I remember in Spaceballs, the comedy takeoff of Star Wars, where the president or the emperor is like sitting there snorting his he's got cans of air, fresh air, having to breathe it because there's no air. It's hilarious. Well, they're going to tell you that. There is a living tax. You already got that on property and sales and income and all that. But now you're going to have a breathing tax. And that's already what this is, a transportation tax. They're coming out with diesel engine taxes and gasoline engine taxes and state and regional taxes. And that's the number one agenda on the North American Union plate, is to start all this up. Meanwhile, you got John Travolta, and you got all these, and Bono, and you've got Madonna, literally with fleets of their own jets, 5, 10, 15 mansions. But see, they're the elitist. You don't need resources. It's just government training you not to have resources. Government getting you ready to live in third world squalor. You see, what they've done to the Iraqis, they're going to do here with Prozac and Ritalin and CPS in just a more sophisticated way. You know, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, we expect you to die. That's what they're telling you. They expect you to die.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
About 15 minutes into the next hour, we've got a scholar for 9/11 Truth, a pilot for 9/11 Truth, joining us for the first time here on air to get into the inside job that was 9/11. I'm going to go to your calls, Kyle, Jim, Linda, Robert, and Galen, before he joins us at about 15 after. I do want to take out about 30 seconds to remind you I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. And the film is right under two hours long, 68 minutes of extras, so it's over 3 hours. And it's just an amazing film. You need to have it. We carry all the other most important and hottest films on the New World Order, on the Federal Reserve, on 9/11 at InfoWars.com. So get Terror Storm, make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes, and get it out to people. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And if you already have the film, start making copies, folks. That's where the fight's at. Kyle in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
I got a couple of things I want to whip by really quick, and then one question if you could elaborate on that. I was listening to your broadcast, I think it was last week, and there's a guy who was talking about doing 9/11 truth on the rubber stampers or whatever, and I got an idea for that. What I'm going to do is put a window sticker on the back of my car that says 9/11 truth, jet engines are made of steel and they don't melt, Infowars.com. I think that might be a good idea. I was curious, I'm assuming you have, but have you seen the Conspiracy of Silence video that was supposed to be put on the Discovery Channel? I'm assuming you have.
Yeah, we put that on Access TV about 7-8 years ago, and it's been on Google Video for about 3 years.
Okay. Also, really quick, I had called in and just talked to one of your guys' staffers, because I noticed you're complaining about your allergies, and there's a product I got that's helped me out quite a bit with that, and I didn't know if you'd gotten that information. It's an air purifier ozone kind of deal here. So I don't know if you got that or not, but if you didn't, I will tell you what that is.
Okay, listen, I really appreciate your call. I did get that info. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Washington. Jim, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, been listening to your show for a while.
Well, welcome to the airwaves.
All right, thanks. I ran across a Google video of Norman Dodd last night doing the investigation of the Carnegie Endowment nonprofit.
Yeah, the Church House Committee hearings on the ruling elite of America and how the private banks fund the foundations to run both political parties.
Right, exactly. And towards the end, when he was doing his investigation, it said that their objection to what he was doing towards him when he was doing his deal was that his devotion to anti-Semitism. And this just goes back to, like, Bill O'Reilly and everything that they're doing. It's like they read out of the same book, you know. Like, if you feel threatened, call your opposition a Jew hater, you know. It's the same old deal.
Absolutely. And, I mean, literally, now you can talk about global warming not being man-made, and they say it's Holocaust denial. If you criticize the government, I mean, out of the blue, they call Rosie like a Nazi like 50 times I've seen on TV and say that she supports Holocaust denial. I mean, she's never said anything about that. I mean, but that it's really starting to backfire. It's really getting stupid.
Right. And I was also wondering about the dictaphone belts of Catherine Reese. Have those ever been exposed? Can you get those through the Freedom of Information Act?
You're going to have to remind me what that is.
Part of the investigation was dictaphone belts.
Oh, you're talking about the Carnegie Endowment hearings that are on tape. No, I believe we only have the transcripts of those, but those were brought in under subpoena to Congress. It's admitted. All how Carnegie Endowment that you always hear about for, you know, pushing for peace. No, it says how do we start wars? How do we do all this? Listen, I appreciate your calls. That's what you're speaking of, correct?
Yes, and I was wondering where I would be able to get that information.
I've interviewed the person that interviewed Dodd before he died, and that's G. Edward Griffin. I mean, I've just covered it over the years. It's kind of like knowledge. You know, you get knowledge, and at a certain point, you don't remember where you got it. You just know it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.